Govardhan was was at full size. Just here, at this place called Dhan Gati, was a place where the hill was low. So it was a part that you could cross over. Because this part of Govardhan is considered like the long neck of the peacock, so it's a little narrower. So there were four pathways through Govardhan that the gopis used to use. Dhan Gati here, Sham Gati, Govinda Gati, and Prem Gati. So those are four places the gopis could easily cross over from one side of Govardhan to the other. So just as we heard in Varshana, here also, these places became very interesting places for Krishna and the gopis to exchange playful fights. And Krishna would come and he would block the way. Sometimes he would actually set up a whole toll gate. Like you see when we're driving around on the road, sometimes you see. Where one time I remember we were coming back on this road around here, and I saw that somebody had actually set up a toll gate. Somebody had actually set up a toll gate themselves. And they got some bamboo and they had put a few sticks in the ground on both sides. Then they had a stick across, and so therefore when people came they could put it down. And you couldn't argue with them, even though you could tell that they were just set it up themselves. They would ask for some money and you'd say, no, this is not a real toll gate. And they'd say, you know. So Krishna used to do that. He would set up some bamboo and everything, and then he would, when the gopis would come with their pots and they heard that at Govindakund where we're going to go next, the gopis heard one time a big yagya was taking place. And so many sages and so many great personalities were coming. And of course, they're not really interested in the yagya. But this is a good excuse, a good reason for them to put pots on their heads, because they're always with milk products. And they were said to their parents, we need to take some ghee for the yagya, so please let us go. And their parents said, yes, you can go. So Varshana is this way. So they come across this way. And when they would reach Govardhan, they would find there was a toll set up. And they would say, what is this? And Krishna would say, you can't come through here without paying tax. And they said, we don't have to pay you any tax. And he would say, yes, yes. And they would say, what do we have to pay taxes to you for? And then Krishna would make all kinds of joking, humorous words with them. He'd say, I tax you for the beauty of your eyes. You have to pay so many, this, this, and this. I tax you for the beauty of your face. You have to pay this, 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 and this. And in this way, they would have very humorous exchanges would take place. And then Nandi Mukhi, who is one of the gopis from Nandagram, who often mediates in these kind of situations when they get a little heated. Nandi Mukhi would come along and she would see what was going on. The gopis wouldn't pay their tax and they'd be pushing and pushing and Krishna would be. And so Nandi Mukhi said to the gopis, she said, you have to make an arrangement to pay your tax at a different time. Krishna, don't be so aggressive to these young girls. Let them go now and tomorrow they should all come with their tax that they have to pay you. And then you can negotiate then. So the gopis would say, yes, this is a good idea. Tomorrow we will come and we'll pay all our taxes to you. And Krishna would say, all right, tomorrow. So then we'll go, as we're driving by, we'll come to a place where there is a kund now, a small square body of water, sometimes with water, sometimes without. And that place is called Dhan Nivartana Kund. And that is where Nivartana means that they took back their taxes. So they came with the intention of actually very playfully, again like in Varshana, of giving Krishna and the cowherd boys trouble. So all the gopis came and the cowherd boys came to collect their tax. And the gopis were outnumbering them vastly. And they grabbed the boys and they tied some to the trees. And they tied up Madhu Mangal, who always insists that from now on I'll change sides. Don't tie me up. I'll be on your side next time. Don't worry about me. So like this, they would play so many pastimes. And also Krishna would come along here with the cows. And when he would come with the cows and the cowherd boys, he would leave them at different places and he would tell them, I'm just going now to look at some scenery at some distance from here. And then he would exchange playful, joking words with the cowherd girls. So all around Govardhan you'll see that there's a mood that's... Govardhan is a very light-hearted place, a place where the cowherd boys, the cows, the cowherd girls, and the cowherd men and women would all come here at different occasions. And everybody considers Giriraj to be like their friend, their dearest, best friend. And anything that they need, if they're in lacking anything, they feel that then they just go to Giriraj. And if they pray to Giriraj, then he will take care of them. And when we were driving, one of the ladies asked, how long does it take to do a Dandavat Parikram around? And I was remembering one gentleman I knew in Vrindavan who took his family, and they took one whole month, the month of Purushottam, which is a very auspicious month like Kartik. And every night they would come here, and all night they'd go from about 7 in the evening till about 6 in the morning. They'd take a few hours rest, they'd go back to Vrindavan, do a day's work, come the next night, and they did that for a whole month. And like that they did a Govardhan Dandavat Prikram. So it's quite an intensive thing. But it's something that a lot of pious Vrindavan people feel that, you know, I have to have done that in my life. I've done that Dandavat Prikram around Vrindavan. And especially, of course, if they need or want something. Because then they think, oh, Giriraj, he will give me. If I do this, he will give me whatever that I need. So this is the very friendly, familial relationship that the local people, even now, what to speak of when Krishna was present, have with Govardhan. They never think that Govardhan is like Vishnu Parvat, he's like God. They never think like that. They think that Govardhan is like their friend. And Govardhan will satisfy all the desires and all the needs that they have. So this is... this here is a little... Govardhan is very small here. Further on, Govardhan is much larger. But this is a very typical place that people stop to hear their first pastime as they're going around on Prikram. And generally what they do here is they bathe with milk, that Govardhan Shila, that, and then circumambulate the Shila. And that milk then pours down the street and all the dogs drink it. Except if the dogs don't drink it, it gets very sour. Then you can smell that very, we would say, not a very pleasant smell. That's coming from Giriraj's Abhishek. So we go from here, yes? Keshava? Yeah. All right. Okay. So we can, if we have the mental strength, because I think all of us are a little sick and a little tired, and it's the last day, so the mind is like trying to go. It's restless sometimes. I don't know if everyone, but it can be like that. So we'll have to try to prevail upon our faculties to please just be a little patient and take in this one last and most special place of Vrindavan, this Giriraj Govardhan.